Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the third hour of this live Christmas Eve edition of the show. You can bring up anything that you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And with you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Bonnie.
And Chris. We're going to get into more of your calls and thoughts. Then, coming up, Bonnie's got a story about slaughter bots. We'll find out what those are. But first, we're going to start this hour out with a quote from our friend Nobody, who sadly is prohibited from being on the radio with us under some incredibly repressive bail conditions in the Crypto 6 case, which has been brought against multiple hosts of the show, including me and Aria. And Nobody, you can go to thecrypto6.com to learn more about what happened to us in a massive coordinated FBI multi-agency raid on the Free Talk Live studios and multiple homes of hosts and other great folks here in New Hampshire that we care about a lot, and who never harmed another human being. But you want to learn more, go to thecrypto6.com. Bonnie, you've been digging up old Nobody quotes here from various different sources. And so since our listeners cannot actually have Nobody on the air with us, we figured we could bring back a little bit of Nobody wisdom. And here is one of the quotes you found recently. Quote, "I moved to New Hampshire because the other 49 states are lost causes."
Pretty much.
I see you nodding over there, Chris. You agree?
Absolutely.
You left New Jersey. I left Florida. Bonnie, you left Texas. And I never looked back. You know?
Yeah. It's interesting. It's like, even if, that wasn't true, it's still like, and I mean,
if it wasn't true that the other 49 are lost causes?
Yeah, right. Let's say 100% were lost causes, right? Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. Sometimes just being amongst other like-minded people has its own value, right?
Yeah, it does.
And if you ever hope to achieve anything, you've got to begin to overcome the fact that, you know, you doing the same old thing doesn't work. And if you can come together at a certain point, you may be able to change things, but you can't keep doing the same old thing. So.
Yeah, it's really tough when I see people in that same rut of constantly trying to run for election in whatever state as a libertarian, getting 1% to 2%, waiting 4 years, and then trying all over again and having no progress whatsoever, no media attention, no impact, no one cares, and yet still believing that they're right on the cusp of changing.
It's so annoying to me when I see people who have never lived in Texas or been there. They're from somewhere else that's, you know, more left-leaning and awful, like, I don't know, Canada. Mm-hmm. And they're saying, I just want to get to Texas where I can finally be free. It's so annoying.
I feel the same way about people talking about Florida. It's like, have you ever lived there? Have you ever been there even?
No.
And it's like, and of course the answer is usually no.
I've just heard rumors.
And it's like, well, I know a bunch of people who came from Florida. They left Florida for a reason.
Yeah. A lot of these people really should go to Florida and Texas, though, because they're conservatives. They're not actually, they're not liberty-loving people. They don't care about freedom. They just heard that Florida and Texas are not like California and New York. And it's true. There are some pretty significant differences there. And if you're a conservative in New York or California, you should move to Florida or Texas. You should. Absolutely. They're going to be better places for you. Texas, of course, is known as a very unfree place as far as personal freedoms. It is number 49 right now.
But that's fine if you're a conservative who believes that the government should round up women who have abortions, then go to Texas.
That's the place for you.
That's the kind of funny thing is, like, I think a better way to phrase that is, it'll be more in line with your beliefs, not necessarily in your interests. Just to be clear on that one.
Well, if your interests are controlling other people's personal freedoms, then Texas is the place for you.
I mean, presumably most people, they're the ones who are going to be controlled, not doing the controlling, if that makes any sense. Right? Because most people aren't politicians, right? Most people who move are going to be getting control.
Right. They're not the ones who are doing the controlling, but they still like the idea of other people being controlled.
They don't want to smoke weed or have abortions. They want to live where it's illegal.
They want to put those people in prison cells, and they get off when they hear about those people being punished. That's the life they want to live. Texas is the place for those people. So, like, it makes sense what's happening right now. I support the people who want to move to Florida and Texas.
I do too.
Unless you're a libertarian.
I just
now,
don't
if you're an actual,
think it's in their interest, so necessarily.
If you're a libertarian, it is not. If you're a libertarian, if you're a voluntarist, if you're a liberty-loving anarchist, and you're moving to Florida or Texas, you're making a huge mistake.
Oh, yeah.
And it just, to me, that tells me that you are someone who has done zero research.
I mean, you moved from Florida, right?
I did, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're a perfect person to ask, right?
Like, yeah, it's a police state.
Yeah.
And it's worse now than it's ever been, and I haven't lived there in 15 years, and it was bad when I left. So let's go to your calls and thoughts, though. You can bring up whatever you want. Let's talk to Hal. He's actually calling us from Texas. Hal, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Yeah, you're picking on Texas. It's well deserved, I suppose. It's better than Cuba. Yeah.
Well, I'm from Texas. It makes you feel better.
It's better than Cuba.
Hey, you know, I haven't been to Cuba. You know, the closest I've been to Cuba is like the Bond film. Die Another Day or something.
Hmm, okay.
Not Ready to Die or something?
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, he goes to a secret medical facility there where they're doing some terrible things to this North Korean. They're adjusting his genetic makeup.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, God.
Was that what you were calling about? Was it an old Bond movie, or did you have something else to say?
No, I think it's like these communists that they're criminals and the whole idea. See, I was in the Ayn Rand when I grew up as a young person. I grew up reading Ayn Rand and come to understand they're criminals and basically what it is. Communism is it's like you want us to give everything equal to every you think that that's a reasonable thing. You want me to hand out everything equally, and it's like it's so absurd. It's only a criminal would believe it.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's just a criminal who would believe it. I generally don't assign Sarah, our earlier caller, criminality. I think that she's just lazy, and so lazy people definitely want to believe that.
Maybe he means only a criminal would try to organize it.
Well, yeah, I mean, you have to be a criminal because you have to be willing to use violence to force people to do that, because people are generally not going to voluntarily give up everything that they've chosen to earn over the years.
We love liberty.
Yeah, well, so a bunch of freeloaders like Sarah can live for free. Hal, anything else you want to share about it?
No, I appreciate you.
Thanks,
guys.
Man. I appreciate you being out there. Thanks for the call. Merry Christmas, by the way. 603-283-6160 is the number here. That's 603-283-6160. Bonnie, you had a story tonight. It's about something called slaughter bots, and this to me is a new term. What is a slaughter bot?
A slaughter bot, it's going to get into it, but it's a soldier, but it's a robot, so there's no human that dies if it gets shot, and it can go after other targets, you know, humans from another country or whatever.
Is it any robot that that works for the government is considered a slaughter bot?
I don't know. Like, would a drone be a slaughter bot? I'm not sure. But
yeah, or like the robot dogs, you know, those slaughter bots?
It probably would be a slaughter bot.
I would think like anything, you know, that's hitting somebody remotely would be a slaughter bot. What's the definition of it otherwise?
Slaughter bots are weapons that select and apply force to targets without human intervention. So it sounds like a drone to me.
Oh, so not even controlled by humans.
Oh, so the AI, there's an AI component that's required.
Instead, they make their decisions with artificial intelligence software, which is essentially a series of algorithms.
That's creepy. I mean, it's even worse, right? To have a robot that doesn't even have someone pressing a button. There's not even a decision maker besides whoever the original programmer was. Well, tell me more. Where's this coming from?
Because algorithms are usually flawed.
What? They're programmed by humans.
This is from CNBC. UN talks to ban slaughter bots collapsed. Here's why that matters. A UN conference failed to agree on banning the use and development of so-called slaughter bots at a meeting in Geneva last week, raising alarm bells among experts in artificial intelligence, military strategy, disarmament, and humanitarian law.
Well, there's a shocker, and we'll get deeper into your story coming up here in a moment. Wow, shocking. The governments of the world decided, no, we need to keep this concept. We're going to need these things in the future so we can just, you know, wholesale murder people, repress, hold down protesters, you know, etc.
Yeah. It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. Phones opening here on this Christmas Eve edition of the program. The number, if you
603-283-6160. We're here throughout the holidays, by the way. So if you're looking for something to do on Christmas Day, we'll be here for you. So don't forget to join us New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. We're here all throughout every single day, 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. You can always join us here on Free Talk Live. You can also join the chat rooms, or chat server, I guess I should say, our Matrix chat server over at chat.freetalklive.com. Doesn't have anything to do with the Matrix movie. It's a completely different thing. But if we get a chance, we will talk about the movie tonight. Bonnie and I, we went and saw it earlier today. And so head over to Matrix, or sorry, go to chat.freetalklive.com. That'll take you through the steps that you need to. There's a few sign-up steps that are involved in getting started over there. But multiple chat rooms, you can encrypt, you can create your own rooms if you want to, encrypted or not encrypted, public or private. It's up to you. You get to decide over at chat.freetalklive.com. We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. And then Bonnie's going to tell us more about Slaughterbots, what they are and why the governments of the world want to make sure they have them. Yeah, they don't want to ban those things. We'll tell you about it coming up here. But first, Joe is in Maryland listening via the TuneIn app. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, how you doing, everybody? Hey. Merry Christmas and
same
happy holidays.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just want to say, you know, I appreciate you guys being on air, having a new show, you know, every day and everything like that, because I'm kind of like bedridden after an operation.
Oof.
And I really, you know, I can't go out and stuff like that. So I appreciate you guys intellectually, you know, very stimulating.
Cool, man. I appreciate you being out there. And, you know, it's like whenever we hear from people that are bedridden or in a jail cell or something like that, it does. It is a nice thing to know that we're keeping people out there entertained. And I appreciate you listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Yeah, you guys are also my prayers to Crypto 6. Tell Mr. Nobody. We like him the best on there, my girlfriend. So he's in our prayers, too, so that you guys get out.
Well, I'm sure Bonnie will do that. I, unfortunately, am prohibited from speaking to nobody.
Right.
But
I've told him his fans miss him.
Okay, yeah, good. For sure.
Oh, yeah. You guys are my prayers, too. And, Bonnie, you were treated abusively, too, by the FBI, weren't you?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, so...
It's not okay. You're too forgiving, Bonnie.
That's a little lesson for Sarah. The communists would have came in and wiped you out because you were talking against the government and stuff like that.
That's true.
So she ought to know about that. You know, she ought to go to the library, read the Communist Manifesto, Machiavelli's The Prince. Oh,
yeah, but she would buy all of it. I mean, she supports that stuff.
Yeah, I know, but... it's all a lie and everything like that, because like in Machiavelli, Prince, they, you know, tell how they killed everybody and stuff like that. And
what you should do is read the Gulag Archipelago. That one I got. Somebody sent me that in jail, and it's by Alexander Solzhenitsyn, and it's absolutely harrowing and just absolutely shocking and just terrifying.
Tell her to look up what happened to Trotsky in Mexico.
All right, I'm not familiar with that story.
Great leaders of with Stalin and Lenin.
Yeah, what happened to him?
They buried an axe in the back of his head.
Who did?
You know what? This is what the communists did. They took his picture out of every paper and everything, praising him. Took all the statues down about him. That's what communists do. They wipe memory out from you, and then they kill you.
Yeah, they were actually. I forget where I saw this. I don't remember if it was in the Gulag Archipelago or somewhere else, but like old communist photos, they would go in and airbrush people out of
them.
Right, that's it. Yeah.
Like before the days of Photoshop, they had airbrush artists, and they would take an old photograph which had some, you know, communist executives or, you know, high-ranking people who ended up getting executed by the Communist Party for one reason or another, and then they would go back and, like, you know, straight out of 1984, revising the memory hole. Going, you know, or revising the press or whatever of the time, and literally changing photographs to remove the existence of those people and then republishing them.
Yeah. Sarah, listen to this. Who was it? Che Guevara was a doctor from Venezuela. He was Castro's right-hand man. When he said Castro wasn't doing communism right, he sent Che Guevara down, I think, to Bolivia in South America with 8 troops and said, okay, take over the country for communism naturally with the 8 troops he was allegedly wiped out and stuff. People say, yeah, Che Guevara's still alive. He's still fighting. But I believe he was wiped out. And that's what, what's his name, Castro did. He set up his own best friend there.
Yeah, there's some sick people.
You should relay that to her when she calls.
She just won't believe it.
Anything bad you say about communism, Sarah says, that's just propaganda. It's like a Christian who, if you tell them about any contradiction in the Bible, they say, oh, that's not true.
Joe, good call, man. Thank you for the kind words, and we appreciate you listening out there.
I appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe.
More.
Merry Christmas, brother.
I'll call you up tomorrow and give you a little story about... Toshi Nakamoto.
All right, we're looking forward to it. Mm-hmm. Thanks for the call tonight.
Toshi Nakamoto?
The number here is 603-283-6160. You can bring up anything you want. Let's talk about these slaughter bots, Bonnie. There's been some UN discussions about them. They're unmanned policing military robots that can kill, presumably. And they were talking about banning them, and now that's off the table because, well, I mean, what government of the world would actually want to ban something that could oppress people?
I really want to know how they're supposed to distinguish. So there's, like, rules of war, right? And you're not supposed to kill civilians. I want to know how they're detecting whether somebody's a civilian or an enemy combatant. So
yeah, with an AI
algorithm.
Right,
because otherwise it's kind of like the nuke. You're just killing everybody.
Yeah, good question.
Well, there was a UN conference that failed to agree on banning the use of the slaughter bots in Geneva. Last week, and it was raising alarm bells among experts in artificial intelligence, military strategy, disarmament, and humanitarian law. Slaughterbots are weapons that select and apply force to targets without human intervention. Instead, they make their decisions with artificial intelligence softwares, which is essentially a series of algorithms. For the first time ever this year...
So they could be using facial recognition as a policing bot, for instance, to say, oh, well, we've identified this person, they need to be arrested or terminated.
It seems like there would end up being a lot of collateral damage as a result of use. Now, not that there isn't already. I mean, they have no problem, you know, blowing up whole wedding parties because there's a terrorist supposedly in the group, and then it turns out there isn't. But
and those are humans who decide. The human beings decide to blow up wedding parties. Now we're just going to have computers make decisions.
Says for the first time ever this year, the bulk of the 125 nations that belong to the United Nations Convention on Certain Conventional Weapons said they wanted new laws to be introduced on killer robots. However, some countries that are developing these weapons, including the U.S. and Russia, were in opposition, making a unilateral agreement impossible. The U.K. and several other nations also objected.
Huh. So... apparently, the worst, biggest countries want to have slaughter bots.
Yeah.
And the smaller countries say, no, you guys shouldn't have slaughter bots because you might use them against us.
The reason is because they have this economic kind of advantage, you know, these larger countries. And the little countries can't handle, you know, don't have that. So this is going to give them not just an economic advantage, but it's now going to give them a military advantage.
Right. Because they don't even have to use human bodies anymore.
Right.
They can just send in the military robot troops. Bonnie, you got more of the story coming up here. We'll share it with you. It's 603-283-6160. Yeah, this isn't scary or anything like that as far as the future of robot overlords. No, not scary at all.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A reduced crowd attended Christmas Eve Mass at the Vatican as Pope Francis delivered the opening prayer.
Andiamo oltre le luci, le decorazioni che sono belle e contempliamo il bambino.
He said people who are indifferent to the poor offend God. He asked people to see beyond the presents and decorations and remember the needy. Pope Francis will be giving his traditional Christmas blessing during Christmas Day Mass. President Biden and First Lady Dr. Jill Biden spent part of Christmas Eve visiting families at Children's National Hospital in Washington, D.C.
Liam, what do you leave out for Santa?
Cookies, carrots, and soda.
Carrots?
Carrots. Does he share them with the reindeer, you think?
Yeah.
Later, they made calls to families and asked them what was their Christmas wish. This is USA Radio News. Cardinal Timothy Dolan is welcoming parishioners to New York's St. Patrick's Cathedral.
When people come in, they're indicated that if they don't have the vaccine, there's a place for them to sit where there would be social distancing.
People are experiencing long lines at COVID testing sites.
We didn't want to be around people and say, oh, I don't feel good, without knowing I don't have COVID.
The CDC has now shortened the COVID isolation period for healthcare workers. Infected workers who are asymptomatic can return after 7 days with a negative test. Also, the people who are boosted don't need to quarantine following a high-risk exposure. Omicron has also hit the airlines hard. More than 2,000 flights have been canceled due to staffing and other shortages. Many Christmas travelers are stranded at the airport. Michelle and John Page were traveling from Southern California.
We had to switch airports. They canceled flights out of San Diego, canceled flights out of Orange County, and then everybody had to go to LAX to get here.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. Free Talk Live episode here on Christmas Eve. You can join us at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Slaughterbots. These are apparently different from drones in that a drone ostensibly has a human controller, somebody behind a joypad or whatever, computer keyboard or however it is they control these things, joystick, to, you know, driving a death machine and dropping bombs on, you know, a lot of innocent people in a lot of cases. But now they're talking about actually unmanned, not aerial vehicles per se. Although perhaps they could be. We're talking about maybe humanoid robots or those dog robot things that you might have seen videos of in recent years of just insane, you know, doing jumps and flips and all kinds of, you know, ability to move and balance themselves. You can't knock them down easily, for instance. There's a really crazy amount of development that's been going on these robots, at least on the front of making them agile.
Slaughterbots, they're not manned by a human in real time. They go off an algorithm.
Correct. So we've seen them doing, you know, their agility tests and everything. But what about the actual programming behind these robots that supposedly is going to allow them to just simply exist and go out there and do things, presumably crushing heads, killing innocent people, and, you know, murder. You know, the things that states tend to do, now they will be able to have robots doing them.
It's the Matrix coming to real life.
And here's the other thing.
We already know that, like, government police are almost never held responsible for their actions, right? Like, it's very rare. I know, Bonnie, you've had a story for a few days we haven't talked about where a government police officer actually was found guilty of manslaughter or something like
that. Manslaughter. Two counts.
The question is, will it stay guilty? Will he say, will it on appeal or something of that nature, will it continue to be?
But that almost never happens, right? It almost never happens that a government police officer is ever found, even charged for something, let alone found guilty. So, like, this is, like, so rare that this thing happens. But if it's a robot that does it, then
what happens? We couldn't have helped this. There's no one to blame.
Oh, it was just a bug in the code. Are they going to put the programmer behind bars? No, of course not. The programmer's not going to be held responsible for. They probably won't be able to identify who was editing that particular part of code. So if a government slaughter bot, as they're being called, goes and slaughters someone who is innocent, then there's zero chance that there is ever going to be someone held responsible. I mean,
already nobody is held responsible if they do a drone strike and kill a family or whatever.
Well, yeah, because that's happening over in overseas and it's quote-unquote war. But I'm talking about here in the United States, right? Mm-hmm. Like, if one of these slaughter bots is a on-the-streets police robot or something like that, and it kills an innocent, clearly innocent person, and, you know, where there's not even a question of the circumstance, well, then they'll just say, oh, no, robot number 07145, we're just going to send him back in for service. He obviously needs some service, so we'll send him in, we'll get him fixed, and he'll be back out on the streets, and everything will be fine. We're sorry about the dead body over here.
I can just see it now. It's going to be a recall.
Like a total recall?
No, just they're going to recall that particular unit and then do the repair.
It was a movie reference.
Yeah, oh, that's right. they'll do a minor repair or not even really repair it. They'll just send it back out on the street later. You know.
And you won't know.
New service number.
Yeah. No one will be held responsible. I'm sorry. So, Bonnie, what else do we need to know about these slaughter bots? Apparently, the U.S. government, the Russian government, the U.K. government, they are advocating that they must have this technology.
So, the U.N. held a conference where they were going to discuss banning them for our international, like, I guess just for wars. It didn't say banning a country from using them on their own people, and we haven't even touched on that, but... Here's a quote from Amelia Jaborski, a physician scientist who leads the Future of Life Institute's advocacy program on autonomous weapons. We would like to have seen everyone get behind that banning slaughter bots. All it takes is one, she added. The conference concluded Friday with the group pledging to intensify discussions and consider possible steps that are acceptable to all. An epic failure. The fact that the CCW... What that stand for? The Convention on Certain Conventional Weapons. The fact that the CCW failed to agree on anything concrete last week was hailed as an epic failure by Jaworski. It is now blatantly clear from this forum whose unanimity requirement makes it easily derailed by any state with a vested interest.
That's what she meant by it only takes one. So one person says, we don't agree, it doesn't go forward.
Yep. That's a dumb system.
Well, it's actually a pretty good system when it comes to, you know, you get 100% agreement before something happens. Unfortunately, in this case, it's the thing that you want to happen is to prevent more, you know, mass killing. So, depends. In certain circumstances, 100%, like, it would be great if the government gang needed 100% agreement to pass some law to, make a prohibition or something like that.
That would be great.
You know, but in this case, it's the reverse is true.
Well, she's saying that this... forum, because of that unanimity law, is utterly incapable of taking seriously, let alone meaningfully addressing, the urgent threats posed by emerging technologies such as artificial intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
Veridity Coyle, a senior advisor at Amnesty International, said in a statement that the window of opportunity to regulate killer robots grows ever smaller as research and testing of these weapons presses forward. The CCW has once again demonstrated its inability to make meaningful progress. It's now time...
Shocking. The UN?
Government?
Not making progress?
Government being efficient and making progress? I've never heard of that.
Mm-hmm.
She said it's now time that committed states take the lead on an external process that can deliver the type of breakthrough we've previously seen on landmines and cluster munitions. Killer robots are already in use. Despite
she's saying they've prohibited landmines? Is that
I guess they've made progress on it. bots are already in use. Despite what some people may think, slaughter bots are already being used on the battlefield today.
Wow.
In Libya, cargo drones made by Turkey's STM have been used in the nation's civil war, according to... So, yeah, on their own citizens, supposedly.
Well, cargo drones don't sound like they're dropping bombs.
Cargo.
K-A-R-G-U. Oh, that's the brand name.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought you said cargo.
They've been used in the nation's civil war, according to a UN report published in March. These cargo drones are small portable rotary wing attack drones that provide precision strike capabilities for grounded troops, according to STM's website.
Wow.
The cargo drones were used in Libya to hunt down retreating soldiers, according to the UN report.
And they're automated, supposedly. That's creepy stuff. Because, I mean, this is... You've talked before, Chris, about artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
It just isn't there yet, right? Like, you don't buy it.
No, but you don't necessarily need a real AI in order to do these kinds of things because it's
like
mostly,
seek and destroy.
Yeah, it's mostly, you know, recognition, right?
So like heat signature, image, go
right,
boom.
Right, image recognition, right? Mm-hmm. So if you can identify something... Yeah, that's all you need.
Yeah.
You know, if you can identify
just
something
pattern
in a uniform,
recognition.
Pattern recognition, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it'll never be, or not, maybe not never, but right now we don't have, what you're saying is we don't have the technology for it to be actual intelligence where it, like,
well,
knows for sure.
It chooses. The it's not making an intelligent decision.
Yeah, it's not really making an intelligent decision. It's just saying, okay, if it identifies a soldier wearing a uniform, kill it, right?
Or
it
just anything in this area.
Right. But if what happens if a non-soldier is wearing something that looks like
they're
a uniform,
die.
It's also going to die,
yeah.
Right? That person's also going to die. So,
and yeah. They'll just brush it off. They'll say, oh, it's a casualty of war.
A human would be able to make the distinction, but
right.
A, you know, the AI, or the, not real AI, but the pattern recognition won't actually be able to make that distinction.
Yikes.
So as companies making these drones are trying to develop AI systems that can identify the thermal signature of a human target or identify their face via a camera. So they don't even have that yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty early.
But distinguishing between combatants and non-combatants requires accuracy and precision. It's drones like STMs that campaigners are most worried about. These drones, which look similar to a normal consumer drone but have a gun attached, are fairly inexpensive to buy and relatively easy to mass produce. That's going to be a weapon of choice for basically anyone who wants to kill anyone. He said a slaughter bot would basically be able to anonymously assassinate anybody who's pissed off anybody.
Yeah, and you don't know who's running the thing. You have no idea. They're just killing people, and this is pretty scary stuff, but that's what the state wants to do. You know, wants the ability to kill without any consequence whatsoever. The number is 603-283-6160. You can join us. It's free talk.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. Open. If you want to join us here, you can. The number is 603-283-6160. We're here live on this New Year's Eve edition of the show. And we've been telling you about how Intercoin can help any business and organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. And now Intercoin has launched its investor token worldwide. And for the first time, it's available on an exchange. You can create an account over at xmarkets.com, exmarkets.com, with just an email address. You can keep your privacy intact and then deposit dozens of different cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin. You can trade them for Tether and use that Tether to buy ITR, which is the Intercoin investor token. You can learn more about the Intercoin vision at intercoin.org and buy or sell ITR on xmarkets.com, exmarkets.com. You just might be advancing the cause of liberty around the world. Ian, Bonnie, and Chris here in the studio tonight. We just talked about the slaughter bots, which is a technology that apparently governments in government gangs over in the UN are arguing about right now, and they would like them to be banned as far as use as a war technology. And
but not the U.S.
Not the U.S., not Russia, not the U.K., not some of the biggest, most warring countries on the planet. They want to use the slaughter bots, and you know police departments want to use robots. We've already seen the certain police departments. I believe it was Hawaii. One of the, it was Honolulu, perhaps.
I think it was Hawaii.
Yeah, they rolled out one of these police dog robots, and they had this dog robot going around enforcing social distance rules in the streets. So they literally had like a dog
can
robot.
Can it speak? Like, can they program it to say things?
Yeah, I think it had a speaker. I think actually it had a human operator behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was saying, yeah, get away from that person or you'll be arrested or whatever it was that they were telling people. So we're already seeing creepy robots. The police have drones. We've seen the state police here in New Hampshire using drones to monitor the protests that were happening out in front of the governor's house.
for instance. Oh, and by the way, we did get an update. Gail Domenico she's watching us on Facebook. We do have a stream there for whatever reason. They haven't banned us from Facebook yet. But Gail's watching. She's the wife of Bill Domenico, who is one of the folks that was ticketed in the Newfields Nine, which were the nine activists that were ticketed outside of the governor's house who had intended to have a candlelight vigil. One, we know at least one of those activists has been found not guilty on the so-called picketing charges, but she says her husband, Bill, has not yet heard anything in that case. So I figured they would issue one ruling and they'd issue them all at the same time, but apparently that may not be the case. We're still waiting for the details on all
of
them.
I wonder if it just happened to be the mail didn't get delivered to one person, you know,
it could be
at
that
the same
simple.
Speed or
yeah.
something of that nature.
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah.
I had mail from here to Concord, the Concord area, mm-hmm. take more than a week.
Recently. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, normally it's like 1 or 2 days.
Yeah, mail has been so erratic lately. But it, you know, I have to say it hasn't been as bad in some respects as it has been in past years.
Well, whatever, you get what you pay for.
Yeah, yeah. It's just kind of unreliable. Yeah.
So Bonnie and I, to go back to a little bit more fun talk. You know, we started out with some good news in the show earlier tonight. We went out to see the new Matrix movie, Matrix Resurrections.
Yep.
Resurrections
yep.
or Resurrection?
Resurrections.
Resurrections. And this is the fourth in the what was originally a trilogy that ended back in I think 2003 with Matrix Revolutions. And Bonnie, you're brand new basically to the Matrix. I'm long time. I don't know if I would call myself a fan. I mean, I'm a big enough fan, I guess, to where I actually have it on Blu-ray. But then again, I also haven't watched the Blu-rays until this week. I've had them for years, so I don't know what that makes me. But right, I like them.
You gotta tell me, was it a cash grab?
No.
Well,
I don't think so.
It's interesting because the movie is the
a
new
cash
movie,
grab. Ian would be like totally senseless, no soul. It's just rehashed crap. It was none of that. I think it was a good movie.
All right. Bonnie, here's the question then. Was it better? So you've watched all four now, correct?
Yes.
Okay, was it better?
And all
the
within
second,
the last week, so
I'm
she's
sorry.
Fresh on all
right,
four.
Right, right, right. So was it better? I'm sorry, not the second one. Was it better than the third one? Because the third one was garbage.
No, it wasn't better than the third one. The first, second,
the
and third
one.
Are all good.
Okay.
I yeah. loved them.
So it sounds like the fourth one was garbage, if I'm hearing you right.
So if I think a cynical viewer is probably going to think that this is a cash grab. I've been looking at some of the reviews from people online just to see what other people have thought about
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
I was
yeah.
looking at one that basically comes at it from that perspective
mm-hmm.
Over at RottenTomatoes.com. Just one of their users wrote a review suggesting that essentially the movie is very meta. You know what meta means? Sort of self-referential
okay.
in a way.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of takes itself as something to kind of make fun of and acknowledges its own existence in a way. And I don't want to say exactly how that is because
it's not saying that it's not that it's making fun of it. It'll like poke fun in a way, but that's not really, I wouldn't say it's making fun of it.
Well, I understand your perspective on this. I'm just trying to look at it from this other perspective of somebody that sees this as a completely kind of cynical approach in that they believe that the movie studio, Warner Brothers, was going to make this movie with or without the assistance of the Wachowski, well, then brothers, now they're sisters because they both become trans. And so the idea was that maybe Lana Wachowski would, you know, otherwise would not have been interested in this project, but ultimately didn't want the studio to completely wreck her what she and her sister had created. So she signed on and created this, like, completely meta, cynical approach to. And it's very self-referential. It kind of pokes fun at itself to some extent.
You can kind of think of the character of Neo as being like Lana.
Okay.
And then I can totally see what you're saying. But it doesn't come out bad. It's a good movie.
It's entertaining.
It's entertaining.
It's entertaining.
It's nice to look at. There's lots of like, oh, that's so great. Like, that's so nostalgic. And without, like, honestly, I think the worst part about the third was how much they hung out at Zion, and it was like, I don't want to say don't care about the Zion part of the story, but I care less about the Zion part of the story than, like, in the first movie, you get all the traveling back and forth in dimensions and fighting. I don't know.
Well, I see what you're saying, Bonnie, because in the first movie, you can never reach the level of the first movie. I mean, because
exactly.
because The Matrix was such a mind-blower,
yeah.
it was such an eye-opener kind of movie, like a real brain twister and, like, fascinating. You can't reach that level again. So I think a lot of people wanted that to happen because that's
yeah,
what you want out of
absolutely.
A sequel. You do want your sequel to somehow be bigger and better than the first one, and almost never sequels. It's very rare that that ever happens. It's kind of called sequelitis, right, where
yeah.
you know sequels can't achieve the level of their first episode. And so, but that said, I found the second and third ones to be very satisfying. I found that they were good. And you can't. What they had to do was they had to take the story forward.
Yeah.
Right? You can't just keep doing the same thing you did
right.
in the first movie. But some people want to see the same thing over and over again. So
but,
I want to see a different. I want a different.
You just didn't
story,
like the way they
right?
went with it.
Yeah, I just thought you know the second one. I mean, if you look at like the amount of money that was probably put into it, you can
yeah.
tell between the first one and the second one, nowhere near as much money was put in the second one. And then you go to the third one, it's like a low budget, you know, piece of garbage.
I think with all the things he said about his perspective, he will like the fourth more than the second and third.
Because
first of all, way more
good.
Money looked. It looked like way more money
more
was
money
put
was
into it.
Interesting.
It was.
I mean, it definitely looks more of the time, right? Like when you go back and you look, we just watched the first three this mm-hmm. week, so you can see the technology and the computer graphics, and it definitely looks a little dated,
okay.
you know, now as compared
yeah.
to what it looked like back then. But it still looks good. It's still, the movies, I think, are still super entertaining. But the new one, I liked it. I would also, as Bonnie and I agreed after the movie, that it is definitely still not better than the first three.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're cynical about the second two, I don't know how you're going to feel about the fourth one.
Like I said, the second one I thought was decent. The mm-hmm. first one was unbelievable. And the third one was garbage.
Wow.
So.
I thought the third one was pretty good. I thought they had a good intensity of like what was happening to the people in Zion. And it was like really terrifying, all those robots screaming in there. And
You know, I would say that the fourth is more similar to the first. You get more of the shocking parts that you get in the first.
It's definitely a little bit of a mind twister in the beginning, to some extent,
yeah.
in the fourth one, just because you're not really sure what's going on. And again, don't want to spoil anything. If you enjoyed, I would say, any of the earlier Matrixes, you'll probably enjoy this one. You know, I don't know if it's like this where you live, but here in Keene, New Hampshire, the price of cinema is cut in half. You can go see a movie for $6.50.
Wait, what?
For an adult, yeah. You can go see a brand new release movie in the
like
theater.
That's less than I remember as a child.
Yeah.
It was $13 for
so.
Ian and I to both go.
And we were the only people in this movie theater.
Yeah,
so.
I was able to comment to Ian, which I like doing during movies.
Like, there was no one else there. The only thing we couldn't do was hit the pause button and go, you know, go to the bathroom. Because
nice.
It was one of those movies where I didn't want to leave for the bathroom.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-985.
334-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.